Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your color and style questions. Today, I have a question from Sarah, who says, I struggle with styling my clothes into outfits where I feel confident for any situation. So this is a very broad question. It's about how long is a piece of string? There's no one way to style an outfit that's going to make you feel confident because everybody is a unique individual. So I cannot give you a formula for just wear these three things and that'll be perfect and off you go. Because of course too, every situation is different. Where you're going? Are you going somewhere more formal? Are you going to work? Are you going somewhere more casual? Are you out socially? These all are going to impact on every outfit. But there are some things that we need to know to be able to put outfits together that really work for us. So some of these things are, what is our style recipe? So how do we want to be perceived? How do we want to express ourselves through our clothes? It is a really great starting point to figure out then how to put an outfit together. So a style recipe, really useful, really important thing to have. Knowing your color palette and what suits you physically is also a really valuable set of, education, knowledge and tools that can help you build your style house. So think about fashion like a hammer. So fashion is what is put out there in stores each season. The shapes, the silhouettes, all those sorts of things change. That is fashion. It's ever changing. Style is your home. It's where you live. It's the expression of who you are as a person. And so you need the fashion because the fashion is where creates the clothes, but fashion is like a hammer. You can't live in a hammer. You have to go out and buy the clothes and build the style house. So you use the hammer, but you also need a saw and some nails and some wood and all the other things that go into building a home. And this is the knowledge and the education. It's the color palette. It's the understanding your physicality, your body shape, proportions, all those sorts of things. It's also getting an understanding of what we call the principles of coordination. So the principles of coordination, and I've written about this on the blog, they're kind of some aesthetic rules or guidelines that help you put things together in an attractive way. And so that's really what putting an outfit is. So when we can think about, there's the principle of volume. That's one of the principles of coordination, which talks about if you have one voluminous garment, don't wear it with another voluminous garment, put it with a more fitted garment so that you are not overwhelmed. And this is why I say at the moment where we've gone from skinny jeans to wide leg jeans, when with the skinny jeans, you wore the longer blazers and you wore the longer tops and the more voluminous tops because the bottom was slim. Now with the wide leg jeans, suddenly all those longer blazers and tops and all those things don't seem to work. And what we need to do is make the tops fitted and shorter because that balances out the volume in the wide leg pants. And so suddenly, when one of those things change, everything else has to change. And this is where fashion can be rather frustrating because suddenly a new fashion trend comes along and you have to completely rethink how you're putting everything together. So understanding these principles of coordination is really useful. And that's just one of those principles. So I do talk about all of them on the blog as well. So that is something you want to know to be thinking about, well, how do I put an outfit together? And the other principles of coordination, so like related shapes, this tells us what shapes work together really well. And so this is one of those aspects of putting an outfit together that makes it look harmonious, that makes it look like it's meant to be there and it works. And so much of it too comes down to you and your personality. Because when we're expressing who we are on the inside, on the outside, the world says, wow, she looks great, because it's an expression of you. And this is why if you've ever tried to copy somebody else who you looked was really stylish and you thought, wow, what a great outfit, I'm going to go and wear that thing, and you put it on and you don't feel comfortable and it doesn't feel like you and you don't feel stylish, it's because you are not them. Now, you may have a different physicality, you may have different colouring, you may have different body shape, but also even if the body shape and the colouring was the same, it may not feel good. And because your personality is not the same as them. Often when we see someone who looks so fantastic and stylish, it's because what they're wearing is an expression of their personality and they've nailed that. And that's why getting this style education is so valuable. I cannot recommend it highly enough. I know it opened every door. It opened my mind. It changed my world when I learned this, when I did my image consultant training. And it's why I'm so passionate about helping you. And that's why I've been writing my blog. And that's why I have my 7 Steps of Style program and my video masterclasses. So I have an outfit masterclass, which talks you through the personality and all the different aspects of putting outfits together. So that is a great place to start to get that knowledge. If you are feeling like, I just don't know how to put an outfit together, that's going to give you a whole lot of things to play with. And of course, get in the wardrobe, experiment, try things on, try different combinations, because in the end, you have to do that work yourself. Nobody else can do it for you. You have to get in there and actually put the clothes on and try some different things and put on some accessories to figure out what really works for you. My next question comes from Linda, and she says, how do I go medium low contrast for winter with dark trousers when you're cool, light and muted? So, you know, one of the things we often want to do in winter is wear really dark clothing. And this is because winter feels darker and all those sorts of things. And it's a little bit more practical to go a bit darker in winter, particularly if you live somewhere that snows. Now, if it's not a particularly cold winter, no need to do all that sort of stuff. But, you know, if you live somewhere that's colder and it snows and, you know, light clothes just get dirty really easily, then you might want to go a bit darker. But if you are a light person, please don't go too dark. Medium dark is as dark as you want to go. We don't want to go really, really dark because it's going to be heavy and overwhelming on you and it's going to weigh you down. So instead of going really dark, and like, think about going medium dark at darkest. So rather than going super dark, think about, you know, like more medium dark, like that would be the darkest I would go in. It looks a bit darker on the camera than it is in real life. Even that would be better. We don't want to go too dark. It's dark enough to still be receding and to still have those quality of dark. Then, even though you may be a medium low value contrast, you can wear a higher contrast. So to get the light next to your face that you really want by stepping through the values. So rather than going from straight there to here, for example, so a really light pink with this, you know, medium dark pant, which can feel too high a contrast, add a third piece and go in between. So when we do that, what we do is when we step through the values between, you know, light, medium, and then darker, or medium, light, medium, medium, dark, what that does is give the impression of a lower value contrast. It doesn't feel so extreme, so it's easier to wear. And this is how anybody can wear what is a higher value contrast without having to only, like, you know, never go outside of just something that's just slightly different. So you just step through the value. So I always think of value contrast like a set of stairs, that if you walk down the stairs through the values, that actually helps that value contrast to appear more blended and so therefore a smaller value contrast, versus when you are wearing a, you know, like you jump from the top step to the bottom step, that feels very extreme on somebody particularly who has a lower value contrast. So think about stepping down the stairs, so wear a light with a medium with your darker rather than straight light to dark, and that is how you get it to work. So that's just the easy way of doing it to make that work for you. But you don't have to go really dark. And if you don't live somewhere that snows, don't go for the really dark pants. Start moving into like a medium pant. That will be dark enough on you to look dark. What's really interesting, on somebody who's lighter, a medium dark color looks quite dark, versus on someone who is darker, it does not look as dark. So it's always color is always something that's in the context of what it is with. And that is what we are really looking at. My last question today comes from Sets, who says, I'm afraid of people judging my style. And this is really quite common. One of the reasons so many people feel like they need to hide or blend in or wear the same clothes as everybody else is they are worrying about being judged. Now, the reality is we are all making judgments all the time. But most of the time, we're actually more focused on ourselves than we are ever focused on somebody else. We don't make as many judgments about other people because we're actually kind of inside ourselves. If you actually spend the time to notice when you're out and about, are you spending all your time judging other people or are you worrying about yourself? And You know, there's a more likelihood that you're spending more time worrying about yourself and what you look like than you are making decisions about other people. And so, you know, this is the thing, is it's called the spotlight effect. We assume it's like there's a spotlight on us at all times and everybody else is judging. But in fact, we all feel that the spotlight is on us rather than other people. And there's a bunch of studies that have proved this effect, that people are not judging us like we think they are. Now, of course, there is a bit of judgment that goes on out there because we have to make decisions about people very quickly. And it's a survival instinct. It's friend or foe. Is it like me, not like me? And really, you know, what are you worried about as far as those judgments are going? And all the information you said is, I'm worried about people judging me, is what, where are you? And this is where it can be in, what part of life are you in? What kind of context you are in? Because, you know, there's times in our life, so in the teenage years, where the social value is very high, where we're really trying to fit in a way, that can often be a period of time where we are making lots of judgments. It's this, we're trying to figure out who we are and where we fit in the world. And so we're kind of looking outside and making a lot of judgments. Often as we get older, people make fewer judgments. Because we're kind of feeling settled in ourselves. So it can depend where you are, it can depend who you're with. But if you are very different from everybody else you're around, this can be also why you feel like people may be making judgments. And without knowing anything about you, it's very hard for me to give you any particular guidance. But I do want you to remember that spotlight effect is true. We are not under a spotlight. Other people are not noticing. And in fact, most people don't remember. We often worry that you can't wear the same outfit to two weddings or whatever it is. And what's quite interesting is most people do not remember what other people were wearing. So, you know, that's one of those things. It's like we often think that other people will notice if we wear the same thing more than one time. Most people are not remembering that. They might just think you look lovely, and that's the judgment they make. And honestly, most people, when you get dressed in a way that is congruent with who you are, that resonates with your appearance, that's in harmony with your colouring and your body and your physicality, you know what? People look at you and they go, she looks great. And they generally don't make a judgment further than that. You know, most people are not the terrible judgmental people that you may worry about them being. So, you know, I want you to kind of put some of that fear aside and then figure out what it is. Has maybe somebody said something to you once, or is it just that internal feel? So many people worry about that people will laugh at me. Yet how often have you laughed at somebody else about what they're wearing? It's probably never or incredibly rarely. We generally are not like that. So I think, you know, sometimes it's trying to figure out where that thought has come from and to see if it's really a valid thought or not. And if you're just feeling really unsure about your style, this is where getting that style education helps. And that's why I am here. Well, thank you so much for watching, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.